This is New Beginnings. Supported by AARP in the Twin Cities and by Minneapolis Public Housing. A program for and about America's 78 million baby boomers. Hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell. New Beginnings topics include end-of-life concerns, health of mind, body, and spirit, housing, finance, and your career. Here's your host, Freddie Bell, as he welcomes career expert Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects.
This is New Beginnings, and I am Freddie Bell. We're really ecstatic that you're with us this weekend, and it is a point at listening to, and I'm glad you set your calendar to be with us at this time each weekend right here on your favorite radio station. And with me is our co-host, as usual, on New Beginnings, Mr. Joe McKenzie. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you, Freddie. How are you today?
Unbelievable. Really excited because last week when we got together, we examined part one of talking about where we begin our job search, and we're talking about networking. But as we continue building on that topic, I'm really excited because really, you talk about network building at any age. What do you mean by that, Joe McKenzie?
This segment is dedicated to someone I met 10 years ago, and we have met about every 2-3 months for lunch, and we have phone calls together. Well, I met my friend Elsie when I was working in the West 7th neighborhood when I was the West 7th Business Association president and marketing director at a small credit union. Mm-hmm. I met Elsie when she was 85 years old. And to this day, we meet every so often for lunch. We talk on the phone. She is 95 years old, Freddie.
Wow.
And she shared some sage advice with me. And when someone does that, I'm all ears. And what she told me was, Joe, what I've done over the years in my work, in my community, in my neighborhood, I have friends and connections in my network of all ages. She has friends that are in their 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and so forth. And she goes, Joe, that's the secret. She goes, I'm 95 years old, and a lot of my contemporaries have passed on, but I stay engaged with people of all ages, and I feel that I'm a integral part of my community because I know what's going on. And it just goes a long way to having that quality of life that she told me. So when someone tells me some sage advice, I'm certainly doing that myself.
Well, that's exciting. And so just reiterate that for our audience, that very last piece. The nugget there says what one more time?
She said that you build up your network of people of all ages. So often we do everything with our contemporaries like ages for so many years. Mm-hmm. And as we age, we can't do as much, or we're limited in our travel, or we move somewhere else. Elsie, you told me that I built up friendships and connections with people of all ages, sometimes 40, 50 years younger than her. And that was the secret to her staying engaged in what was going on in the community and the world around her.
Talk about the gains then, Joe, that you get from having a diverse professional and personal network like Elsie is talking about, filled with people from every generational class.
I think it's important to embrace generational insight. So as the baby boomers engage with the millennials or Gen Xers or the silent generation who came before the baby boomers, you get those generational insights. I'm fascinated with the conversations we have at the dinner table because I have 15-year-old triplets. Well, they're in a generation that's right behind the millennials. Well, Freddie, that generational insight, when you embrace it, it's rich for good discussions. I stay up on technology because I listen to my kids. My kids listen to me because I give them a piece of my where I was at that time in history. You know, Elsie's done that for me. She worked at the Pentagon during World War II, and she's just shared World War II history lessons to my children, to me. I think that's rich that we that we have that intergenerational communication so we can share those stories as opposed to just reading it in a history book. So both technology, that knowledge, generational insights, we all get something out of it. And that's what I want to, you know, bring forward today when we're building our network that have people of all generations, all ages. And it's always a good time to start. Like I said, I met Elsie when she was 85 years old. She's 95 now. And so there's a true testament right there. Keep building your networks. Don't stop. And you will find that rich reward of having a diverse generations within your network.
So do you have to do specific prospecting to build your network that way? Or how do you come into contact with the 40s, the 30s, 50s, 60s, 90-year-old people to build and add into your network?
I think you keep it natural. I if you're a member of a faith organization, certainly there's going to be people of all ages that you can connect with, have coffee with. If you're volunteering, there's people of all ages. I serve on boards of directors. There's people from 75 down to 35.
Wow.
It's a natural progression in regards to the networks that we find natural, genuine opportunities to meet people. And, you know, when we certainly, you know, we resonate with people or are intrigued by the conversations we have, build on that. You know, set up those coffee meetings. I remember the first time talking to Elsie about, you know, where she grew up and parts of St. Paul that she lived in. And it was fascinating. It was truly fascinating. And it was reciprocal because she had, I don't think she'd ever met someone that ever had triplets before. And so it was balanced, Freddie. And we enjoy our conversations. She shares recipes with me and my wife that are from the Depression era. And they're still as relevant today in what, you know, in cooking today as back in the 30s. So, I mean, keep it natural. Look around you. But, you know, strive for that intergenerational communication. And I think we're all better for it, all generations. I really do.
It's interesting that you mentioned that the faith organization at our church, we call her Miss Loretta. She is 100, if not 101. And she doesn't stand on a soapbox and dispense information, but when you have that one-on-one time with her, she shares some nuggets, either 100 or 101. And then I think about even right here at our radio station, I get a lot of great insight from the millennials, the 20s, the Gen Yers, who also have very interesting insights and things to add that can really help not only to build someone's prospecting, networking expertise, but also just some wonderful insights from all different types of groups.
Absolutely, Freddie. When you have those types of conversations, don't you walk away from there when you're talking to that person in your church who's 100 years old? Don't you get a unique insight of what she's seen? And what she's seeing now, you know, it's truly amazing that gift that people can give, that we connect our generations through our own experiences.
Right. When you see it through their lens, it shows a couple of things. One, that we're not all that different, but two, there's a certain amount of wisdom that comes through. And I'm talking about the 20-year-olds. There's some wisdom that comes through, as well as the one who's on the other end of the spectrum. So that kind of lends into my next question about some of the long-term benefits of having this multi-layered networking cadre of people that you're connecting with.
Well, I see it. Three different things come to mind when we talk about someone that builds up their network well, and, you know, let's just say past their job, you know, their career, you know, let's just say 65, you know, onward after 65, you know, you have that continued connection to community or industry. You also have that sense of purpose. It may be a mentoring role, but it also could be that you provide a very good service to those generations that are coming up, those unique insights that can be that guide or that advocate. And really, you know, it helps as people age, they become you know, they may not be able to drive as far as they could, or, and we help overcome some of the isolation that as we age happens. And I think that's really critical that we have this discussion in our communities and our families, that when we're connected intergenerationally, that we help overcome some of those isolation factors as we age. And I think that's a very important one, Freddie.
Exactly. When I think about isolation, and in particular, it's been in the news a lot, Meals on Wheels, and we're just about out of time. Sometimes the volunteers who bring the food to the Meals on Wheels recipients are the only people that these individuals will ever see. So as a final thought in the 15 seconds we have left, Joe, what should we remember?
I would say that you're never too old to keep building your network. And my friend Elsie has proven that. I met her at the age of 85, and for 10 years we've shared rich conversation and insights. In fact, when I was the West 7 Business Association president, I saw her as my top advisor, because she was the eyes and ears in that community that I didn't always have. So that's my final thought.
All right, and you do some fantastic work at Ripple Connects.
We turn candidates into contenders.
And New Beginnings continues right now.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's rippleconnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, rippleconnects.com.
The YMCA of the Greater Twin Cities has three primary pillars: youth development, healthy living, and social responsibility. The YMCA of the Heritage Park promote healthy living for all of the mature marketplace in the Twin Cities, and be socially responsible to all multicultural groups around the health and wellness issues. We can always be contacted at 612-821-2193, 612-821-2193 at the YMCA Heritage Park, 1015 4th Avenue North in Minneapolis.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think Real Possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/twincities.
Henry Crosby, Executive Director of the Y at Heritage Park, is next on New Beginnings.
You're listening to New Beginnings.
New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
This is New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell, and with me is the Executive Director, and I should say the esteemed Executive Director of the Y at the Corb McCorvey Health and Wellness Center, Mr. Henry Crosby. Henry, welcome back.
It is a great day always to be together with you, Freddie.
Yes, sir. Every Saturday at this time on your favorite radio station. And last week when we got together, we started talking about prostate and the exams and treatment and the propensity for African-American males to have this disease and this condition 70% more than the regular population. And we were getting into some areas, but if you can just recap, who should get checked out, first of all, for prostate?
First of all, Freddie, there's no one-size-fit-all approach to prostate cancer. Every man with prostate cancer faces a wide array of options on how to treat his disease. And understanding the unique nature of your cancer will help you and your healthcare team determine which are the best options for you. So most importantly, it's important for you to have an open dialogue early with your doctor and your family and loved ones when deciding between treatment options. And when we talked about treatment options, we talked about the importance of surveillance, the probability of surgery, radiation therapy, home therapy, as well as chemotherapy.
Well, and all that's based on how aggressive the prostate cancer is or just what stage the tumor happens to be.
That's correct. And as we talked about, the prostate exam, which is the DRE, the digital rectal exam, is one of the first steps. And in doing that, when you do that, it helps you to determine your PSA level, which is a prostate-specific antigen, in your blood. And when you take your PSA, if you have been diagnosed with prostate cancer, PSA level less than 10 is considered to be low risk. A level of 10 to 20 is an intermediate risk, and a level of 20 or higher is that you have a high risk of prostate cancer progression. So the PSA level is really the first step to really determine where you are. It's either low risk, intermediate, or high risk.
And so do all of these require some level of treatment? So, for example, if you are a low risk for prostate cancer, do you need treatment at that point, or does it have to escalate before you have to take some means to eradicate it?
Well, you know, that's a great question, Freddie. You know, if it's a low risk assessment, there may be one of the therapies that might be a hormone therapy recommendation for managing that to make sure that it stays intact. If it's an intermediate one, you might have to be more aggressive with that through either surgery or radiation, depending on whether or not it's a propensity for it to expand and grow. And then naturally, if it's a high risk for cancer progression, meaning that that stuff could spread, you probably just have to go straight to the surgery and try to remove the prostate and any of the tissue around it. But again, the Gleason score, G-L-E-A-S-O-N, is a rating system that identifies the aggressiveness of the prostate cancer based on how the cancer cells look under a microscope. Mm-hmm. So that Gleason score, Freddie, can range from 2 to 10, but a score of 5 or lower is really rare, while 6 is the most common. In men with newly diagnosed prostate cancer, the Gleason score of 6 or less indicates a less aggressive cancer. But cancers with a score of 7 have mixed features, and some of them behave more moderately and are more aggressive, while the people with scores of 8 or greater are really in an aggressive situation. So it's just important to understand that the higher the score, the more aggressive the cancer is in your body. And that will determine what level of treatment might be necessary. Mm-hmm. And then you also need to understand, Freddie, that there's another important measure of your cancer. Another important area of concern for your cancer is the tumor or the T stage. And this number refers to the size of the tumor and whether the cancer has spread. So a stage one tumor means that the cancer is found only in one spot. And it's detected by the PSA and the blood test, and it's too small to feel during your rectal exam. So that one is a low risk. Stage two, the cancer is larger, and it can be felt during the digital rectal exam, and it's still confined just to that one area. Mm-hmm. So that's still moderate low. Stage three, Freddie, is spread beyond the prostate into the seminal vesicles. And, you know, the connective tissue around the prostate gland has also been compromised. So now you're getting into almost like a red light area. And then actually when you get into stage four, the cancer spread outside the prostate in the pelvic area and into the lymph nodes and the bladder and the rectum and the bones. And then you've got a real issue there with a strong red light. So the bottom line, Freddie, and the reason I wanted us to have this conversation is, again, for men of color, we have a high propensity for having access to this challenging health condition. And it is so important to make sure that we include ourselves, our family, our loved ones, and making sure we clearly understand what's involved here. You don't have to wait till you get to be an elder. You know, many people begin having tests at 40, and it should is at least a way of checking whether or not you have a concern, a reason to be concerned or not. And then, Freddie, if you got it, have had it in your family, and Uncle John and Uncle Tom have had it and died from it, that should be a flag to take it more seriously. So from a men's health perspective, we here at the YMCA at the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center are really interested in doing whatever we can to just build this awareness so that we can have candid conversations. We are presenting opportunities for men to come together throughout the year here and have safe conversations with highly capable people so that we could be more proactive in taking care of our health. And we always thank you for your support and helping to be an advocate for the work that we're doing here, Freddie.
Well said, Henry Crosby, and thank you so much. You're listening to New Beginnings, and we'll have more right after this.
The YMCA of the Greater Twin Cities has three primary pillars: youth development, healthy living, and social responsibility. The YMCA of the Heritage Park promote healthy living for all of the mature marketplace in the Twin Cities and be socially responsible to all multicultural groups around the health and wellness issues. We can always be contacted at 612-821-2193, 612-821-2193 at the YMCA Heritage Park, 1015 4th Avenue North in Minneapolis.
Here's your host, Freddie Bell,
as he welcomes career expert Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects.
Joe McKenzie, how can we avoid the myopic career search?
We can avoid the myopic job search by looking at your career, looking back, look at your marketable skills and your pattern of achievement, and bring those forward to see what's marketable today. And that will help you avoid the unimaginative, narrow-minded, short-sighted approach to a job search. Bring those attributes, those accomplishments forward, and I'm confident that you're going to find new opportunities out there that you may have never thought of.
For more information, how can we reach Joe McKenzie of Ripple Connects?
You can contact me directly at 763-438-1621. 763-438-1621. Your network plus my techniques equals more success for you.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight, that you can't stop smoking, that you can't get over a fear, that you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis, wake up to your success.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think real possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/Twin Cities.
And now, our supporting partner, AARP in the Twin Cities.
Welcome back to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell, and with me is the State Director for AARP Twin Cities, Will Phillips. Welcome back, sir.
Hey, Freddie. Thanks. Great to be with you.
Glad you're with us. And for those, just we want to make sure we take care of the business because we're talking about a really important topic this month. And for those who'd like to get more information from AARP Twin Cities and a deeper dive into what we're talking about, how can they reach you?
Yeah, well, a great way to reach us is through our website, which is aarp.org/MN. So that's aarp.org/MN.
All right. What is the what is AARP status on the Senate version of the health care bill?
Well, you know, Freddie, a great start would be if we had any idea what the Senate was even looking at with health care, because unfortunately, they've been really looking at health care behind closed doors. It's a small group of Republican senators who have been meeting behind closed doors, and we have no idea what's in it. So what we're left to do is to understand what has already been passed by the House, which was the American Health Care Act, and to call on our senators to oppose the American Health Care Act, because it would dramatically increase health care costs for people, and in particular for AARP, for people over the age of 50.
Interesting. So with that call for the rejection of this bill, what about the major health industries that are saying, okay, we're pulling out of the health exchange and so forth? So is that any indication that this bill might be on death's doorstep?
Well, you know, I think there's two issues here. One is that the healthcare system as it stands now certainly does need some improvement. We are seeing providers pull out. We've seen premiums increase. But the reality is we've got millions more people insured today as a result of work that AARP supported several years ago. Mm-hmm. And what we don't believe is that you should make things worse. And that is exactly what the American Health Care Act does. In particular, for people over the age of 50, it imposes what we call an age tax, which means that under this new legislation, if passed, insurers would be able to charge people more for their insurance simply because they're older, up to 5 times more for somebody simply because they're older. And it would also reduce tax credits. And what that means is that for older adults across the country, they could be paying up to $13,000 more a year for health care based on this age tax and some changes in the tax code. It also would allow insurers to deny people coverage based on pre-existing conditions. And then finally, in states across the country, it would cut Medicaid by changing the way that the federal government pays for Medicaid services, things like long-term health care and nursing homes and home and community-based care. Mm-hmm. It would shift tremendous amounts of cost onto states. And force states like Minnesota to do significant things, whether that would be to cut services or to really send our budget into serious dire straits because of some of these cost shifts from the federal government to state governments.
Will, in the few seconds we have left, what should your members do and those who are concerned about this health care legislation do to voice their concern?
They need to contact their members of Congress, period. The most important thing they can do is to contact their senator, contact their House member, and let them know that we can't, we have to reject this American Health Care Act. And that's really what people need to do.
All right. Well said. That's Will Phillips. He's the State Director for Twin Cities AARP. And you're listening to New Beginnings, and it continues right now.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think real possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/Twin Cities.
Freddie welcomes Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis.
Happy weekend, everybody. I'm Freddie Bell, and with me is Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis. Kelly, hello there.
Hello, Freddie. My pleasure to be here.
Glad you're with us. And I think this is going to be an interesting topic, so let's take care of the business right away. How can we find you online and by traditional, well, older methods like telephone?
952-222-3975. Actually, most of my clients call me. But if you want to check out my website, it's westmetrohypnosis.com.
All right. This week, you want to let me allow you to introduce the topic this week.
Well, it's a very simple question. Is it true? And I am a big fan of asking questions. I believe that the quality of your question determines the quality of your answer. And this is a really, really simple question that everybody can kind of tuck into the back of their mind and bring it out and start to use it as a filter. I don't care what the issue is. Almost any client of mine that walks into my office has some sort of issue of feeling like they don't meet up, they don't meet some imaginary expectation, they don't feel worthy enough, they don't feel deserving enough. And so I've started using this question when they start talking about these feelings: is it true? And then most people stop and they look at me, and it's almost like they're weighing in on it, almost like they're trying to find evidence to make it true or not true. Is it true?
So there's a learning there. So when you peel it back, what does that question imply?
That question implies, well, it implies what you're talking about. So in the question of worthiness or deservedness, you know, so often many of us were brought up to believe that we had to work really hard to earn our place. And in actuality, you already claim your place to be here simply by being here, simply because there was a life force that brought you here. So you don't need to do anything to earn that place. So is it true that you are unworthy and undeserving? Is it true? No, it is not true. This thing is not true. And the nice thing about questions like these is we get to reflect on the answers and we get to decide what is the truth about ourselves. And I invite every single one of my clients to walk into a space where they begin to believe more and more every day in every way that they are worthy, that they are deserving of everything that is good given to them, that they were put here, they were meant to thrive and to grow and learn, they were meant to enjoy life, to experience pleasure, and all of this other stuff that we have come to believe about ourselves. It's simply a belief, and beliefs can change into a deeper truth about who you are.
So as we take this idea and consider the question, is it true? What's the one thing that we should remember in the few seconds we have left?
Go to the deeper truth about yourself. Just go to the deeper truth. Even if you don't know what that truth is, just begin to ask the question, what is the truth of who I am, of my being? And sit with that for a while and see what comes up. And if you need help with it, give me a call and we'll walk it through.
And that number one more time, Kelly?
952-222-3975.
That's Kelly of West Metro Hypnosis, and this is New Beginnings.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight, that you can't stop smoking, that you can't get over a fear, that you can't. $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis. Wake up to your success.
Minneapolis Public Housing is right now on New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
You're listening to New Beginnings, and I'm Freddie Bell, and with me is the coordinator, the site coordinator for the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center. Say hello to Kitty Harris. Good afternoon, Kitty.
Good afternoon, Freddie.
Glad you're with us. And there's a big event coming, and everybody needs to get ready for this. What's going on at the Health and Wellness Center?
At the Cora McCorvey Health and Center, Health and Wellness Center, you know we love to have fun. We love to party. And so on next Friday, June 30th, we will be having our annual gala. And this year's theme is Sadie Hawkins. So this year, we know these ladies, they love to party, Freddie. And they love to have a great time. And they always tell me, we need more men over at the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center. So I thought, well, I'll put it back on them and make it their responsibility to get themselves a date for the dance.
So this is really the ladies ask the gentlemen.
Yes, the ladies will need to ask the gentlemen and they can come and dance the night away. This is our fifth year of doing the gala. And originally when we started to do the gala, we wanted to do it as an opportunity for those who may not have had a chance to go to prom, and so that our older adults could have a chance to come out, have an evening where they have fun, they listen to music, they're in a safe environment, and that they really just get to socialize. So every year, it's always a great time. It gets bigger and bigger every year, and so we just really get excited about having our annual gala.
Tell us about the aspects of the gala. What will be taking place on the 30th of June?
So what they can expect when they come in is, of course, we'll have some food. We always have music. We will have a DJ that will be here playing not as good as the hits that we hear on the radio. But of course, you know, some Motown will be in the building and some of that old school music that they love. And one of the things that we do is they always get a photo to take home kind of as a keepsake. So this is the one event of the year where we do charge. Everything else we typically do here is free and open to the community. But our annual gala is $10 a person. And so we just use those funds to be able to provide the different things that we have on that evening.
Wow. So if people, do you have to register to be at the gala?
You can come in to 1015 4th Avenue North and buy your tickets. Tickets are on sale right now and they will be on sale at the door as well. $10 per person. The event starts at 5:30. It goes to 8:30. I can tell you that every year I have to kick them out because they want to stay all night long and party and dance and have fun and socialize. But it Friday, June 30th at 5:30 p.m. is when the event will be held.
All right. What's the capacity? How many availabilities do you have? Do you need to get the tickets right now?
You can. We have a lot of tickets that are sold right now. Shout out to the Red Hatters. They always support everything that we do and have a huge conglomerate there. But our capacity is as many as this building can hold. On last year and the year before, we had well over 200 attendees at the event. And so the more the merrier. We want to be so crowded that we got to say, excuse me, in the lobby. So we will not turn anyone away. And we would just love if, you know, the community would come out and just have a great time with us.
Kitty, how can we get more information about the gala happening June 30th?
For more information, you can call 612-344-2221, or they can stop in at 1015 4th Avenue North and purchase tickets from our welcome desk on either side of the desk. There are tickets being sold.
All right. Kitty, thanks for being with us this week.
Thanks, Freddie.
You're listening to New Beginnings, and we've got more right after this.
The YMCA of the Greater Twin Cities has three primary pillars: youth development, healthy living, and social responsibility. The YMCA of the Heritage Park promote healthy living for all of the mature marketplace in the Twin Cities and be socially responsible to all multicultural groups around the health and wellness issues. We can always be contacted at 612-821-2193, 612-821-2193 at the YMCA Heritage Park, 1015 4th Avenue North in Minneapolis.
Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, spirituality, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start.
You're listening to New Beginnings, with Freddie Bell.
Welcome back to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell, and it's really great that you're spending your weekend with us. And we now turn to the spirituality portion of our program, where we bring to the microphones the Reverend Festus Umejiego of the Unity South Church in Bloomington, where he is the senior minister. Unity South Church can be found at 7950 First Avenue South, Bloomington, Minnesota, 55420. They invite you to join them at their regular Sunday services at 9 and at 10:30. You can reach them by email. That's office@unitysouth.org. You can also find them online at www.unitysouth.org. If you'd like to reach them by phone, just simply call 952-884-6656. And we now continue with the lesson with the Reverend Festus Umejiego.
This writer also says what happens in our world. All the messages have been talking about that there's a good part of us that is underutilized. We utilize what is on the surface, what we can see, what we can touch, what we can test, what the job we got, the woman we married, the man we married, we know our children. We live in that world almost 24/7. Maybe I give us 1 minute of not living there. But there is a great ocean of beingness below the surface that is unutilized. It's just an example. If you start boring a hole down on this floor right now, sooner or later you will contact a great ocean of water, or maybe oil, and you get a gusher. Below the surface of what we see of ourselves is a great ocean of who we really are. But we don't dig. We just sat around the surface, around here, and most of it is populated by our fears. That's subterranean territory. Charles Fillmore calls it the subjective part of us. Mystics call it the subjective part of us. That is the whole great mighty ocean of godliness residing there, from where we should be digging and bringing it into being. So my point is, actually, my main point, and this is not going to go for a long time because there will be nothing but verbiage. What I am saying is that we need to live in the subjective more than we live in the objective. Because it is in the subjective that we are in contact with the essence of our being. Our beingness will solve our problems. The governments will not solve it. Nobody can solve it. A new job, a new lover will not solve it. What will solve it is when I become fully aware and integrated with the essence of who I am. And we do it by deeper digging. And so I wake up in the morning with this panic attack. Anybody ever had that? For whatever that's been said, either by the doctor or by your employer or by your stock market or whatever. You wake up in a panic, and immediately the panic hits you. And you're about to panic. You're about to lose the little mind you got, because it is a little. You're about to lose it, and you say, by golly, I am a reflected glory of God. So then it makes you able to step away from living there. I am a reflected glory of God. All that God is reflected through me, but it is made operational to the extent that I am aware of it and using it and working with it and making it the predominant energy of my daily operation. I am a reflected glory of God. If you got that out of this lesson, let's at least affirm that. I am a reflected glory of God. And so when you wake up tomorrow morning, remember that. Or the next moment, or in the traffic, or everywhere you go. This is not that complicated, but it's actually true. It's the sublime truth. It's the truth that of mystics talk about it. That's why our scientists are digging all over the place, looking and to establish that what is more than what we see in this little planet we call Earth. And the truth of the matter is it is practical. It is practical because when it becomes our consciousness, fear has no place. It's not really trying to banish fear. It's being aware that it really has no place. There's no reason why I should panic. I think we're going to be discovering more and more that even diseases can be healed through an awareness of the awesomeness of God. What is happening with diseases and conditions we see is because we don't have enough knowledge or enough awareness or enough awakening to confound them. With my awareness of myself as a reflected glory of God, I can confound everything and anything. And this is the lesson of my life. I'm not saying I got it now, because for 31 years as a Unity minister, I've been still working to be able to say this in a way that I actually get it and live it and dwell in it and operate from it. That means when you're in conflict with somebody else and they're blaming you for what is going on, or you're getting angry with them for what is going on, what they haven't become for you, you remember, I am the reflected glory of God. I am the, when I know that, it really doesn't matter what they do or say. It doesn't matter how I appear or look. I am the, I've been in Unity for a long time, and I've seen churches, Catholic, Protestant, Presbyterian, Unity, they all get into this stupid, crazy conflicts among themselves, organizational conflicts. And you ask yourself, how much do they remember who they are? If I only remember who I am, that I'm a reflected glory of God, it will change the nature of the whole equation. And it's not just in churches. It ultimately will filter into government. There are more people who are spiritual in government than some people think and know. But if we can live in this energy, we don't have to quarrel with each other or kill each other or take what belongs to another person or worry about what our husbands or wives or boyfriends and girlfriends do, because the buck stops here. This is it. I am the reflected glory of God.
Recently, someone said, "You look really happy. What's up?" I had to admit that I was feeling good. My job, friends, and spiritual life are all in tune. It's just so good when you find a place that helps you over the bumps in life, affirms that you are a special person, and that all you desire is waiting for you to claim it. A place where there's no blame, no shame, letting you just be you. Embracing, loving, empowering. That's Unity South Church, a non-denominational spiritual community for adults and children. located at 7950 First Avenue South in Bloomington. Come visit on Sundays at 9 a.m. or 10:30 a.m. Unity South. That somehow I will find my way.
If you're ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. Visit RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. Go to RippleConnects.com.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think real possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/twincities.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for making us a part of your weekend on New Beginnings. For Joe McKenzie, this is Freddie Bell reminding you that every day is a chance for a new beginning. We'll see you next week and online. Goodbye, everybody.